Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. NFIB.com is their website. Smallbiz.org. Smallbiz.org.
Right.
Smallbus.org is Bill's website. And that's where you can find the index, the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, both of those places, as well as on my websites. Bill, we thank you for that. We're talking about the index and the hiring. There was not as much. They're still worried about qualified employees, aren't they?
They are. You know, it's very clear with our job openings numbers at record high levels and plans to hire at record high levels. It's clear that that's the problem. Is that if we could have a lot more jobs, if we could find qualified people to fill those positions. And of course, the job number was a little disappointing for everybody. They thought it'd be, you know, well into 200,000, which
yep.
is way more than we need to keep up with population growth. That would be a strong number, all right,
right.
And it would lower the unemployment rate. But yeah, that's the problem, and it's certainly important in manufacturing and construction. Well, they just can't find people to do the work in construction.
So. Mm-hmm.
More houses, we're getting higher prices for existing houses.
That's right, and especially makes it hard in a lot of markets when you have hurricanes that come through and pull all those workers down to those higher-paying emergency
yep,
jobs.
Yeah.
Then people up in Sheboygan and Akron and St. Louis, where they didn't have a tornado or a hurricane, they wind up being without workers, without construction
right.
workers. So that's
sure,
a tough
everyone.
Time up there. A lot of it's tough. Makes it tough on these small construction companies.
Yeah, well, they're doing okay. They could just do so much more, including
yeah.
workers.
One of the things that I saw reported the other day was that more and more baby boomers are going back and getting retooled, which is a good thing. But most of those people are not going to pick up a hammer and a saw. They're going back
right.
to learn
you
know, how to use computers.
You know, that's why we have to keep raising pay, which is, you know, good for them. I mean, we'll have to make it worth their while to see these jobs are good jobs in terms of earning a good living.
Right.
And attract them into the industry.
So basically, the job market for small business didn't move much in December. And I'm predicting, one of my predictions, Bill, was for 2018, was that it would not move, the hiring in small business would not go up significantly this year.
Yeah, well, demographically, et cetera, all those things, labor force participation, I think you're probably right. It's really going to be hard to get growth numbers, you know, that really move the needle this year. So a lot of my colleagues who do the forecasting stuff are looking for job numbers to be like always averaging at 140,000 or so, which is basically keeping up with population growth.
Right, right. Which by the way, is declining, so we'll have to check back on that in a few years.
Yeah.
So I also predicted that small businesses would not borrow a lot more money this year.
Yep. And guess what? You're right.
Yeah.
They're not borrowing.
And they're still not, and it's because of their stronger balance sheets. One of the
they don't need to. They're getting stuff done, you know, based on 8 years of learning to survive.
That's right, and divest and deleveraging, which makes their balance sheet stronger and their cash flow stronger.
Right. Now they learned how to live with terrible growth for 8 years. So you know they really those that are still with us. And we did lose a lot of firms back in 08
yep.
and 09.
We did.
Those that are still with us are tough, and their balance sheets are in good shape, and you know they're ready to take advantage of opportunities as they come. Money's cheap, but they're not going to rush out to get it until they're pretty sure about what they're going to do in terms of what it'll return to them.
Right. So also, you mentioned sales earlier. See, this is where if we can have I'm going to say that in 2019. If we don't have a wreck in the meantime, that with a strong sales year in 2018, that will push the envelope of their capitalization and their staff, and they will start borrowing and will start hiring. If we can put 2 years together, I think next year will be different than this year. What do you think?
Yeah, that could very well be.
Because they'll believe what's happening and take risks.
Right. Well, and more people are believing what's happening. I mean, on the consumer side, you see that, and of course with our small businesses as well. But once they find out the details, I mean, we were happy that we knew we were going to get a tax bill, right? But as you point out, the details were for some of us weren't so great after all. But but overall, for the economy, it might be helpful. But once we learn the details of the regulatory changes, what regulations are in and out, and what the tax code really looks like, and what really happens to health care and those things, then we will be able to be more confident about investing in the future.
And you mentioned paying people more. Do you see the compensation, which, by the way, is historically low right now across the marketplace, do you see that picking up over the next year or two with corporate and Main Street?
Sure. And the main thing that you see driving that really turns out to be inflation. So, I mean, one of the reasons that nominal hourly wages didn't go up that much is that we didn't have very much inflation.
Right.
And that's the thing that always drives pay raises. You know, you tell the boss that you need 5% to keep up with inflation and 2% to get a real raise on top of that, for productivity. Well, now, it's like 1% for inflation. And so the pressure has not been there in this
low
inflation
environment.
But it's coming, though, isn't it? It's coming. So, yeah. 19, that could be, that'll be a year where resources are being strained, prices are rising.
That'll be the test year. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.